Simpsons.
So, it's been a really long time since we've done a regular episode.
In fact, I think the last time we did a regular episode was the very first episode of the year, telling people how we were going to do so many regular episodes this year.
That didn't happen.
We destroyed our credibility. Whatever shred of credibility we may have had, we've lost.
I don't think we ever had any. You can't lose something you never had.
Yeah.
To begin with.
Like my dignity.
Yes, exactly. Whoa. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
No, it's because we've been traveling around to a lot of conventions, and I have done a lot of writing for Publishers Weekly and Otaku USA.
And I have been picking my nose and saving African children. and breaking my toe.
Compulsive lying, apparently.
Yes, and lying.
In case you can't tell, I have a cold.
And I have a broken toe.
Some people were asking if we're going to have my mom on again this year, since they're going to visit for Christmas.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, then I'll probably...
You should have your dad on.
He doesn't like being recorded. I've tried to record him before.
I can't blame him. If I was your dad, I would not want to be recorded either.
He thinks it's going to be exploitative.
And it will.
You're like, and how? So, despite not having a lot of episodes in a while and all convention episodes, I have a lot of recordings in the queue, so to speak.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in the pipe.
There are, like, all of our CETICON panels. We did a mega panel with AWO and Happy House of Hentai.
Out really well, yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't edited that yet. There's also a panel that we did with Lawrence Eng at CETICON that was like our podcast show panel. You can't see me making air quotes, but I am. That's in the queue as well. And I made a lot of recordings at ICB2 conferences at New York Comic Con in the past. And I had been meaning to like compile them into a thing. And we started to. We like listened to some of the panels and I pulled clips from them because I only have permission to play select quotes from them. So we were going to do a manga industry panel, not panel, an episode about it, even though Noah is sublimely uninterested in any industry news.
Ho-hum.
So I started to put those things together over the summer, and then there was this thing that people are referring to as global financial crisis.
Yeah.
So it's kind of made way different now than when we recorded it, which is very frustrating. I'll probably eventually put it up anyway. Maybe I'll do a LiveJournal poll that's like, what audio do you want to hear next? The other thing that happened that is like industry news that kind of changes a lot of things is that Viz announced that they're going to start showing Naruto Shippuden next year, subbed in English only a day or two after the Japanese broadcast on the internet, for streaming for free.
Which means they finally got my memo. It's only taken them 3 years.
From 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, because for years, you know, anime fans were like, oh, the only way you can compete with pirates is if you offer your shows subbed in English, like, the day of or the week of the Japanese broadcast, and for free online. And that's, like, the only way you can stamp out piracy is by offering the same product. Even then, there's still going to be some. There's still going to be some people pirating the DVDs and, like, taking those streams and putting them up as files available for download. But if you want, you know, direct numbers on how many people are watching your show, you're going to have to monitor the bandwidth yourself and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And we did a show about fan subs 2 or 3 years ago. I tried to listen to it so we could pull a quote to say, you know, we were wrong or right or predicting things. No.
Why?
It's a two-part episode. I just couldn't find any very good clips.
No pull quotes?
No, not really. But, you know, we hemmed and hawed about, like, how, oh, they'll never do it, or this is why they can't do it, or they're running so close to air dates that they can't get, like, an English script on time, like an as-aired script, and the bandwidth would be tremendously expensive, and I think we had listener email to that effect. But it's finally happening.
Yeah, and so it's told you so.
Right. I couldn't find a quote that made it sound like you told us so one way or the other.
Mm. It's there.
But it's not just Shippuden. I think Gonzo partnered with Crunchyroll to show some of their shows right after they aired in Japan as well.
And what is Crunchyroll?
Crunchyroll being some notorious anime streaming site, which actually Noah and I have been using a lot this year because of the proliferation of MKV files. Now, of course I download anime because I'm, you know, a pirate like everyone else, but DivX QuickTime, not QuickTime, but like AVI encodes work very well for me, and I'm running like Mac OS 10.4.1 and like VLC player. And MKV files, if they're too big, they just don't play right for me. There's a lot of lossy, like, pixelation problems. And if it's a small, it's a short show, like with a small file size, like something like Cheese Sweet Home, I can kind of play it. But if it's like a bigger file, like Bartender, which I don't know, for whatever reason, is giant and in HD or something, it just, I can't play those files. Like, it freezes up. Like, we tried to watch all of Kaiji, and the files, even when I installed, like, a special QuickTime extension called Parian, it sort of worked. So we started discovering that a lot of the shows that I wanted to watch that were in MKV files were also on Crunchyroll, like Kaiba, which we haven't watched yet, and Kaiji, and things like that. And so I started like looking at Crunchyroll in a more serious way to be like, oh, this is another way I can watch anime without bothering to like find the torrents of it, and then I have to back up those files, and the torrents have to be like seeded and all that stuff. Even though I kind of, like, look down on streaming anime watchers at first, watching anime on YouTube is really annoying because every episode is broken into about three parts. It takes a while to load. But Crunchyroll being free and the load times being relatively fast, and I found it's a pretty, like, useful alternative to digging out torrents and watching files that are encoded for PCs and I can never install the codecs I need to be able to play them. So I know a lot of people were down on Crunchyroll because there was a time when they were selling... They were selling fan subs that were not translations they had made, but it was already like...
Thumbs down.
Already some kind of super pirate site, and then yeah. You're selling translations you didn't make, but you shouldn't be selling any fan subs. Even though all fan subs are piracy, the culture of it is sort of like, this is for free. So there's this weird contract, like, don't sell it on eBay, don't distribute it after it's licensed, but everyone watches it after it's licensed.
And some people
still sell it.
Well, Dotabio people were like, don't post it on YouTube.
Right. They have a huge warning on their website that's like, you're going to kill our site if you keep posting our subs on YouTube. It's not really true, though, because now the company itself is going to start posting streams. So.
Yeah. So you're dead anyway, Dotabio. What are you going to do with all that free time you would spend translating Shippuden? Good work, by the way. Those are good translations, especially the last arc.
They're fun translations.
Yeah.
I don't know how accurate they are. So there's also been a general sort of falling out of not just the world global financial markets, but also, I don't know, anime companies in general. Like, anime and DVD is just not very popular, so we've seen companies buying each other up. Manga, in terms of manga, like... There was a lot of expansion for a long time, but now companies that kind of got in on the manga boom of 2002, like Broccoli, are sort of pulling back. Broccoli is not going to have an American distribution arm anymore. And it's sad, because they put out their giant hardcover book of Cosmode translations. It's a cosplay magazine in Japan that I really thought was awesome, because it included like patterns and stuff like that. And Broccoli did one big art book with a Gurren Lagann cosplay cover. And they translated it in something like a month, and it became available at San Diego Comic-Con, and it's sad that, like, even though it says, you know, volume one, this will be it. There is only volume one.
Yeah.
It's a great book, though, and it's about $20. I'm like, I highly recommend it to every cosplayer on your Christmas list. Assuming you're still Christmas shopping by the time I put this show up. Which might not be.
No. Maybe.
At this point, in the recording, Noah goes through a list of anime that we've watched this year. I don't know if we intro'd this better and that part of the file was lost when that SD crashed. Who knows? The list is kind of boring, but bear with it. In fact, I'm going to speed it up by about 15%, so we'll go through it really fast.
Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
Kaiji. Code Geass. Higurashi. We're still watching.
Gurren Lagann.
Was that this year or last year? It was really last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
I guess so. I watched all of the Wallflower for Otaku Gurashi.
Oh, yeah, Wallflower. Man, that time could have been better spent.
Gets a lot better in the second half.
Yeah, great.
We watched a couple episodes of Skip Beat and Toradora recently.
That's true. Detroit Metal City.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is excellent.
I can't wait for the manga and the live-action film. Tons of stuff. I have open windows of stuff that I wrote about this year that I plan to read through those lists.
Okay.
You want to think of more anime that we watched?
Sure. I'm thinking about it.
All right. So, all right. For Otaku USA this year, I wrote about Code Geass Season 1, The Wallflower. I wrote a feature about Claymore. I wrote about a review of Le Chevalier, a review of Morabito, only disc 1 and 2. I reviewed the first 10 episodes or so of Blue Dragon. Yeah, it was kind of blah. I talked a little bit about the Orin High School Host Club manga. I wrote a feature about Paradise Kiss. I wrote a review of Beck, Mongolian Chop Squad, which I finished watching this year also. I wrote a small import report on Denno Coil. I reviewed Strawberry Panic, volumes 1 through 4. Yeah. I reviewed one volume of Otoboku, which is the one about that boy who is in his will. It's in his grandmother's will that he must attend the same all-girl school that his mother and grandmother attended, so therefore he must go dressed as a girl. I did a feature about Peach Girl. I wrote about volume 1 of Tweeny Witches, which was really good. And
bad title.
Yeah. Well, that was the global title picked for it. And that's all from the 2008 Otaku USA file. For PopCultureShock.com, I reviewed Made Machine Gun, volumes 2 through 6 of Special A, Yen Plus Magazine, volume 1, the Bleach Memories of Nobody movie. You saw that. Murakami had an exhibit at the Brooklyn Art Museum, and that's Takashi Murakami, the fine artist. So I wrote about that. I also wrote about that. The Queen's Ledger, I think. I wrote about Disappearance Diary and The Ice Wanderer. Pieces about Anime Boston. Don't Say Anything More, Darling by Fumi Yoshinaga. About Sendome. About the Vampire Hunter D manga, which was bad. Noah wrote a review of Claymore Volume 11, the manga. We talked about Gwyn Saga. I read the Welcome to the NHK novel, but isn't that last year?
Yeah, that was last year, I think.
No, February. Oh, yes,
fine. Early this year.
And early this year, the Gackt videos. It seems like I wrote more stuff than that for them, but that's all I have on my computer. Did you think of more anime that we watched?
Oh, yeah, I was supposed to be thinking about that. Well, you mentioned Morabito, which we only watched the first couple of episodes, but seems pretty decent.
It's really high-quality stuff.
Yeah, but far and away, I think the best series we watched this year was Black Lagoon. I will have a show on Black Lagoon, which I think is a very topical and important anime in terms of world events these days.
I just didn't want to do that episode that for... Up. I didn't want to do that episode for our Christmas episode.
Right. Be a bit of a downer.
It's kind of dark.
Well, it's not as dark as you might think.
It's going to be about fourth generation warfare.
Yeah, and counterinsurgency and interesting stuff like that.
So, Publishers Weekly doesn't only send me manga, they also send some just general graphic novels from America or whatever. So, more recently I reviewed one called Roadkill that I did not like very much. In terms of manga, I reviewed Inukami Volume 1, Higurashi the Manga Volume 1, Hayate X Blade Volume 1, a graphic novel called The War at Ellesmere, then the manga Gavikawa, We Were There Volume 1, Otomen, I guess it's usually Volume 1, unless otherwise. Otomen was awesome, and it doesn't come out until January. You read Number of the Beast.
Yes, I did.
A bad superhero comic.
That was not good.
And The Essential Likes to Watch Out For.
That was better. Better than Number of the Beast, yep.
I had to read Ghost Whisperer, the comic based on a TV show.
Yeah. You drew the short straw that time.
And Yokai Din, which was good. A comic about Yokai by a Canadian artist who is famous for drawing The Simpsons in an anime style. That just came out last month. It's pretty decent. I read the light novel Goth, which was very dark, and also the manga, so I could do a Publishers Weekly Comics Week article about it. I read Akewood, The Great Outdoor Fight, which was pretty decent. I wasn't really familiar with Akewood before.
It's an online comic.
There's a science graphic novel called Stuff of Life about DNA, and the very depressing Swallow Me Whole, back to manga. Suha Libre, which a lot of people liked as an all-ages manga. It was only okay. I read Gantz Volume 1 and the anthology Faust. The Reformed was the really bad vampire OEL.
Yeah, I remember.
As if the guy was like, as if he'd never read any vampire love story before. He's like, I thought it'd be interesting because maybe the vampire was in love or something like retarded like that, where it's like, have you read any vampire stories recently? Have you seen Buffy? What the hell? I really liked Mixed Vegetables Volume 1. No one else did.
Yeah, you're the only one there.
I'm by myself on that one. They kept sending me a lot of, what's their name, Tanimura stuff. So I read Short Tempered Melancholic, Dot Heck, X4th. I read Cthulhu Tales.
Was that last year?
Was it?
No, I guess not.
No, that was this year. The In Odd We Trust, the Dean Koontz graphic novel by Queenie-chan. That is like a bestseller.
Oh my god.
It's because Dean Koontz fans want to read it. Who is a Dean Koontz fan? There was like another chapter in the back of... Because In Odd We Trust is about Odd Thomas. And there's like a chapter from an Odd Thomas novel in the back. And after reading like two pages of the prose, I just want to like throw the book across the room and scream. If anything, the graphic novel format improved it slightly because
yeah,
I did not have to put up with Dean Koontz's horrible writing style. The only other Dean Koontz book I'd read up to that point was something like Bad Santa, a children's book that's like a horror tale about Christmas. Topical. Cat-Eyed Boy, Volume 1, Red Colored Elegy, which was really good, and it was a free comic book day thing. Time Stranger Kyoko, a very early Tanimura book. Body, Volume 1, which is very ridiculous. Ion, another Tanimura title. Shin Megami Tensei Khan, and that I wrote about for Pop Culture Shock as well. And then very early this year, AI Revolution, which I didn't like, but Catherine from Pop Culture Shock, she likes it. Love Master A was one of the first things I reviewed for them. And the Knockout Makers, so bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of last year, though.
Super bad. Super bad.
So that's all the manga and anime that I reviewed this year, so, and also graphic novels. So you can see where I've been a little busy.
Right. So, yeah, instead of putting out shows, that's what we've been doing.
Also, not like, unlike last year, where I was unemployed for at least 6 months, more than that, I've been working full-time on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Season 8, Back to the Sewer, this year, and that has currently been airing
back
on...
Back to the Sewer.
I know, stop singing. That's currently been airing on the CW, because 4Kids changed their deal with Fox, Box, or whatever, with Fox. And they're now pulling all their shows to just be on the CW. But for a little while, they were, like, competing with themselves on the same, in the same time slots, which is kind of weird and bad. Television's done by the ratings. But apparently it took them a long time to untangle their legal deal with Fox to appear exclusively on the CW. For you Biker Mice from Mars fans, I don't know if you're out of luck. I don't know if Biker Mice is making the switch to CW.
Oh, man. tell the story about... posting on the
on the
forum.
On Anime News Network, there was a story a month or two back that was like, 4Kids post quarterly results, which are down a little this year. And so because that came on the tail of like a bunch of other companies going under, there are all these forum posts that were like, take that, 4Kids! 4Kids is going down! Good riddance! Because the internet hates 4Kids, because 4Kids dubbed One Piece and did a bad localization job of it. And made the legendary rapping pirates opening that's horrible. And yo! Yo! Don't give it up, Luffy. Don't give it up, Zoro. Don't give it up, Nami. Don't give it up. Story goes, we find out by the treasure in the grand line, there's no doubt. The pirate whose eye is on it, he'll sing, I'll be king of the pirates, I'm gonna be king. His name is Luffy. That's Monkey D. Luffy. Gonna be king of the pirates. He's made a rubble. When it didn't really, like, One Piece didn't really do that well in the ratings, and eventually 4Kids lost their deal with it, and it started showing on Cartoon Network, and it got picked up by another anime company where they retranslated it and didn't do as bad of a dub or whatever it was. But that earned the scorn of the internet forever. Although, in terms of the company history, it's been several years since they've dealt with One Piece at all. So, like, hardly anyone thinks about it or mentions it. That's, like, the only thing that internet people associate 4Kids with. And actually, the big 4Kids license in terms of anime is Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, they're still working on Yu-Gi-Oh! 5D. But they also manage a lot of other properties besides Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They have weird other deals with, like, Cabbage Patch Kids, like, managing that license. Or the American Kennel Association. I don't even know. And, like, a monster truck thing. Like, they have... And their other big show is Chaotic, where they try to do an in-house trading card game. Like Yu-Gi-Oh! Sort of, except for, I don't know, there are monsters. But Chaotic is very popular in Canada, where they air it a lot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, we get most fan mail about it from Canada. But a lot of people some of the people who work on Turtles also paint Chaotic cards. But it's animated in Korea, just like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is. So, of course our quarterly results were a little lower. Like, what U.S. company posted higher quarterly results in the last quarter? Any of them? And the company was not in trouble. Maybe it's still not. Who knows? But everyone on Anime News Network were like, goodbye, blah, blah. And only a few nice people were like, it would be horrible to, like, for their employees to lose their jobs at this time. Like, in this job market, it's really hard to find a new job. With, like, in the face of global recession... Why would anyone wish ill? Why would you wish for those people to lose their jobs? And I kind of posted, like, hey, the company's still here. We're not going anywhere. to try and, like, clarify, like, I still work here, and so does everyone, so would you guys stop pronouncing us dead? And the very, very...
Hi, so, okay, the microphone suddenly had a bunch of digital distortion, so now I'm recording this on our voicemail. We have a voicemail number, by the way, so I know the recording quality is crap, but my recording cut out, and what I was trying to say was, after we recorded this, like, the day after... Four kids laid off like 30 full-time employees. Right now, ICV2, that's 18% of the staff. It wasn't mostly people I knew, and it wasn't mostly people working on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, except for one of our three directors. But the season was over anyway, so they just treated it like an end-of-production thing. But, I mean, the company still exists. It's still around. They still have plans for 2009. They just haven't been profitable in a while. And their stock lost 80% of its value. But frankly, in terms of the current economic conditions, I think that's more common than not. But yeah, still around, still on CW. A lot of people on the Anime News Network forums are really wrong. Also, here's a promo that I made for the Weeaboobies podcast, which I do actually like, despite Daryl's gross exaggeration of me in the Anime World Order show recently.
Hey guys, just so you know, we're some annoying girls that got a hold of a microphone and decided to make a podcast, and we talk like idiots and we cuss a lot, so...
So sit down, shut up, and take it like a man!
But anyway, Kiyoharu, he does solo stuff now because SADS also broke up, and he's just amazing solo. Like, Kiyoharu is one of the only men in the world, especially in the J-Rock world, that I will literally describe as sexy.
Yeah.
Like, sexy, he has manly sex appeal.
He's got some mad sex appeal going on.
Like, this guy can just... He does have a busted face, somewhat. He has a big, weird nose.
And weird lips. His lips are what weird me out. They're like little fish lips. But he's so hot. He's just
so
weird.
Sex appeal. Raw sex appeal.
And, I mean, you can just see him walking around, and he's, like, he's old enough. He's got kids.
Yeah, he has kids. He's in his...
Literally,
40s now,
if you ever had a friend, okay, if you're, maybe even if you're a guy, I don't know, if you ever had a friend, you went over to their house, and their dad came walking out, and it was just fucking Kiyoharu, he's like, hey, what's up, kids, except I can't do his voice, so I can't do a good impression.
Yo, what's up, kids? That wasn't it at all.
Drop to your knees and suck his dick right there. Yeah. He's definitely the dad you want to bang.
Oh, like, yeah. He's a dilf?
Yeah, a dilf.
A dilf? That's just...
So, you know, go check us out, www.bumbleberry.org.
And send us emails at weeaboobies@gmail.com.
Add us on MySpace, myspace.com/ heyweeaboobies.
My nephew, like the Power Rangers. And I did this on his birthday where he had all his friends around. They were like, Green Ranger. I said, let me show you the real Sentai. I'm going to show you the episode where Green Ranger actually died. And they were sitting there looking. A couple kids start crying like, no, Green Ranger can't be daddy. And the parents were like, what are you showing our kids?
The Anime World Order Podcast.
Not suitable for children, because the truth hurts.
Visit us online at www.animeworldorder.com.
Are you tired of podcasts that only cover anime and don't really cover manga?
Are you overwhelmed by the broad selection of manga at your local bookstore?
Are you also confused about trying to hide your manga from your parents or your significant other?
If so, then listen to us at the Shuriken Manga Review.
I'm your host, Zan.
I'm the co-host, Mason.
We provide information and give you reviews about manga. You can check us out at iTunes, Podcast Pickle, or spirekin.podbean.com.
Listen in now and win your free box of Pocky today.
Zan-san away!
What else do you want to talk about?
You wanted to read listener mail.
Yeah.
Or do you?
A little. I picked out some of the... best of listener mail from the year to read.
Steve writes in and asks, I would like your opinion on what your must-read mangas are. I am trying to read more non-mainstream manga, meaning Borders manga, because all the manga at Borders is great and all, but I would like more manga that isn't very popular, well-known, but is somewhat known, not like WTF, is this known? And different from every other manga. So yeah, what do you recommend?
I wrote back to him. Everything that I'm going to recommend that's like not quote-unquote Borders manga, it's going to be stuff that's like, what the fuck is this known? And also depends on the age group. Like, from the spelling and grammar, I'm going to guess maybe Steve is not a college student.
Or maybe he is a college student.
Maybe, but I'm not going to recommend like the pushman and abandon the old in Tokyo and goodbye to necessarily high schoolers or junior high kids.
Fine. So what would you recommend?
Isn't every manga title at Borders?
Do it.
Red Colored Elegy, which kids are also not going to get. Secret Comics Japan, which is totally inappropriate for children.
Well, so basically you have no recommendations.
No, it depends on the age of the person who's asking.
Well, this person looks to be about junior high.
I want to find what I wrote back.
All right, fine. You're bombing.
Okay. I said, sure, but some of what I'm about to recommend isn't for kids or teens. So I recommended Even a Monkey Can Draw Manga, which I recommend to everyone all the time.
Mm, that's good.
Sexy Voice and Robo.
That's good.
Secret Comics Japan.
That's good, but not for kids.
Tekken Kinkreet.
Or only for awesome kids.
Right. Tekken Kinkreet, the one-volume omnibus of the comic, and Japan as viewed by 17 creators, because I figured that was kind of unusual. And I said this should be enough to get you started. All the above are one volume long. You should also get, above everything else, Manga, The Complete Guide by Jason Thompson, so you can read up on what's good. And then I said if you wanted to read about really weird stuff, you should check out the Same Hat blog at samehat.blogspot.com.
But that's WTF, what is this?
Yes, but still.
That is their deal.
But if you're interested in expanding your horizons.
Yeah, just remember, once you see it, it can't be unseen.
Maybe you should check out Cat-Eyed Boy.
Yeah.
Or Drifting Classroom. I wonder if that person still listens to our podcast. Okay, here's another one.
Okay, you want me to read this?
Yeah.
All right.
So, Walter emails us. Walt writes us, long-time listener, first-time writer. Dear Ninja Consultants, aloha. My name's Walt. I've been listening to you for 3 years now, ever since episode 2 was the latest episode on iTunes. And I figured that now is probably the time to finally write in something. Before I go on, uber congrats on getting engaged, and Godspeed in your future marriage. Thank you. I'd also like to say thank you, very big thank you, for episode 22B, minutes 15 through 20, because it introduced me to what will hopefully be my future college. Oh, right, this guy.
Yeah.
Yes, that giant dork listening to this show that didn't know where he was going to go to college was me. So I took Noah's suggestion and looked MIT up. I loved it. So thanks, Noah and Aaron, for introducing me to my dream college. I was denied admission this year, but I'm trying to try for transfer next year. I even mentioned y'all in one or two of my essays.
Oh, no.
And on my info postcard.
That might be why
they turned you down. Sorry about that. I told them I heard about MIT through the Ninja Consultant podcast. Seriously, thanks a bunch. Surprisingly enough, I had never heard of MIT before that day, even though I've been into science since I was little. I was also glad to see something on your site about Anime Weekend Atlanta, especially since it may be my first anime convention. My second choice of schools was Georgia Tech. Up to now, I wasn't sure about anime conventions in the South and wasn't really sure if there were any. It's hard for me to find people who like or even know of things anime in South Carolina. Until now, I hadn't really researched them, and I'm finding more than I expected to find. I also had a couple of questions. Just out of curiosity, do y'all read any webcomics, like XKCD, Questionable Content, PhD Comics, Real Life Comics, or Dinosaur Comics? Also, I've seen a couple of websites referring to Invader Zim as anime, or at least anime-esque. What's your take on the show? Thanks for the time, and keep up the great podcast. Sincerely, Walt.
Yeah.
Go it.
Well, I don't know. I picked this because I picked out some of our best listener email from the year. Not all of it, although probably half. This one was extremely touching and somewhat alarming. Because among like our other nerdier friends, whenever I was like, oh, we influenced some guy to go to MIT, and he hadn't heard of MIT before, everyone's always like, who hasn't heard of MIT? I mean, we're talking about Americans mostly, but I think when I was growing up, I never heard of MIT, but the reason is because I was in a different college region, that in the Big Ten area of colleges. If you were going to go to school for engineering or science, you'd go to, like, University of Michigan for their massive engineering school. So you just didn't really hear about the Northeast colleges as much.
Yeah.
But in the Northeast kind of region, like, everyone knows about MIT.
And Erin has lots of horror stories about her high school and how essentially the guidance counselor would recommend that you go either to the community college or Michigan State.
Yeah.
And those were your options.
Yeah. Nobody from my high school went to an Ivy League school that I knew of, like, at all. Like, every year the high school guidance counselor would come in and he would give, like, the same depressing speech where he's like, every year some kid waltzes into my office and like, I'm going to go to U of M for the engineering school. And I'm like, and the counselor is like, oh, so what's your math score? And they're like, well, I'm getting a D in Algebra 1. And they're like, and your sciences and failing science. And he's like, well, I don't think U of M's going to accept you. You need to get at least a 25 on your ACT to get into U of M. Because in Michigan, it's a freak state, so you take ACT instead of SAT. And you need at least blah, blah, grade, like a 3.5 grade point average before they'll even, like, think about you. And it's like, that was like the most discouraging speech ever. Because I would sit there and I would be like, oh, I got at least that score. I have at least that GPA. Is U of M really, like, the highest achievement I can aim for? And I actually went to U of M for a semester for a series of reasons not related to the guidance counselor. And I discovered that all of the students there were, like, kids for whom this was their sixth choice after they failed out of all the Ivy League colleges, which they'd applied to. And it was always after Brown. Like, Brown was the last choice.
Yeah, well, Brown
Ivy
is
League
the joke.
College.
Brown is the joke of the Ivy League.
So everyone was like, this was my sixth choice after Brown. And, like, they were all trying to transfer out to an Ivy League school at the next available opportunity.
Yeah. So it took Erin 2 years to get to NYU. So don't feel bad, Walt, about having to transfer in order to get to MIT.
I highly recommend transferring because you can save a lot of money and you don't have to take a lot of bullshit courses that are recommended by any given college. Where usually freshman year, it doesn't matter where you go, there's a bunch of lame-o courses that are like requirements. But at a lot of schools, and I think the more expensive school you go to, the more credits will transfer in from the college you went to previously. For example, NYU is very expensive, so they accept almost all transfer credits from whatever cheap-ass college you went to. So you're able to, like, cut the tuition cost in, too.
Yeah, and basically, higher education is a joke now, so...
In America, best higher education in the world. Woo-hoo.
What does that even mean?
Who knows? It's a joke.
Thumbs down. Thumbs down to higher education these days. Seriously.
No, I went to Columbia.
I went to Columbia, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Now it's like 50 grand a year to get an undergraduate degree at an Ivy League school.
Yeah.
And
or you get a car, people, a nice new car every
and
year.
this is not a joke. I've been reading the Chronicle of Higher Education and there are findings such that people actually score better on basic proficiency exams before they go to college than they do when they come out.
And then they get dumber?
They get dumber.
That's hilarious.
Maybe I'll try and find that study, and I'll link to it in the show notes.
Good luck in college, Erin. All right, so what webcomics do you read?
Oh, yeah. Well, what do I read? Penny Arcade, Order of the Stick, Earthworld, though I only read Earthworld because it's on the same site as Order of the Stick. I don't really read XKCD except when it's funny enough or relevant enough that I can't help but read it. Dinosaur Comics, Chris would kill me if I didn't push his webcomic, Ego and the Squid.
It's pretty good.
He's a friend of ours, but yes, he actually has a legitimately funny and awesome webcomic.
Now that there's an RSS feed, I actually read it.
Yeah.
Because prior to that, I would not read it.
He's not just some friend of ours with a webcomic. His webcomic is pretty funny.
Yeah. And I read Penny Arcade. I skim Dinosaurs. Sometimes I read XKCD. I also read my friend Derek's webcomic, A Kick in the Head Comics, which as far as I can tell is mostly about living in New York and eating bagels or bathrooms at work.
Yeah, it's way too much about bathrooms. I don't read that one. And Invader Zim. Invader Zim is not
It's not anime.
But it's quality.
I
like it.
It's one of only two Nickelodeon cartoons that I'm really into. The first being Avatar, but it was distributed by ADV Films for a while, which is an anime company, and so they got a lot of advertisements in New Type magazine and stuff like that. I'm gonna save the file.
It's gonna crash. Crashy, crashy.
You think so?
I know so.
What, just because it's behaving in this chunky fashion?
Yeah.
You think I should quit out of it or something?